blue sapphires, and landmines. He says the stones are most abundant in places where the skulls are sweet-smelling, the soil farmed around the graves, perfumed with mango, banana, and palm. In other places, he is too afraid to break up the hard-packed earth, troubled by the lack of bone. He can't recognize dusty slope from dusty slope, can't recall how many steps between each mine, just that he laid them. He doesn't remember anything more than the 60 cents each petite stone will bring him, a calculation, he says, that puts food on the table. He shows no sign of shame, no clusters of guilt locked on decayed uniform. His soft voice shoots soot, declares he saved many lives in his village. It could have been more, it could have been more, he says. His palms scrimshod with blood where lifelines used to run. This tiller of soil says he knows nothing, says he knows nothing more than the rifle he uses to poke the ground, the bamboo riddle he uses to flesh out the gems. He tells me a leg he could lose, an arm he could do without. And depending on who you ask, it is true. Depending on who you ask, he knows nothing about fear.